Time to talk a little bit about travel. With our travel editor and the travel editor for CBS News, of course, Peter Greenberg. Follow him on Twitter at Peter S. Greenberg and sign up for his weekly newsletter on his website, petergreenberg.com. Peter, I understand you're in Portugal. What part?
I'm actually in Évora, a beautiful, beautiful historic city about an hour and a half outside of Lisbon, here for a conference and also to do my radio show. So happy to join you from Portugal.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, gotcha. All right, let's talk a little bit about this. There's a new Gallup survey out that says 61% of those surveyed support the idea of a vaccine passport for air travel. Do we think this is going to happen? Will the Biden administration move in that direction?
Well, it may be led by the private sector alone. Already, Qantas, the Australian airline, has said you can't get on the airline without proof of vaccination. And once you start that, you're going to see competitive disadvantage issues coming up.
Right.
And a lot of other airlines are going to say, we're going to go on that bandwagon as well.
But remember, you keep telling us, and I know it's true, that it's pretty safe to be on an aircraft as far as the HEPA filters and the air recycling every few seconds.
Well, actually, it's recycled about every 2.5 minutes, meaning the new air is brought in through the engines, very cold. It's heated by the engines, brought into the cabin. The old air is purged out. That happens about every 2.5 minutes. Mm. It's a better, safe environment there than you are in your own home. If you're really looking at particulates and bacteria. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Hey, it seems the CDC is advising against traveling to a big portion of the islands of the Caribbean. What's that all about?
It's based on the vaccination levels of the people on those islands. It's not based on the vaccination levels of the people who want to go. That's one of the reasons why you saw the European Union open up to vaccinated Americans, because they wanted the revenue. The Americans were safe to travel, and that's what they did. The metrics that are being used now are a little bit misleading, because would I go to any of those Caribbean islands right now myself? Yes, I've been vaccinated. I'll wear the mask where appropriate. I'll practice social distancing, and I'll have a great experience. I just came back from Tanzania, as you know, where the vaccination levels there are under 5%. But as long as you play by the rules, wear a mask, and you're double vaccinated, why wouldn't you go?
Yeah, you're right about that. Hey, going back to the vaccine passport story, the battle between the state, our state, and the cruise industry seems to have quieted down. What's the latest on that?
Well, the only reason why it's quieted down is because Norwegian got a court injunction against the state of Florida. The state of Florida is now appealing, and until there's a ruling issued in that case, which may hopefully resolve the issue, there's nothing that can be done, except that Norwegian and many other cruise lines are now saying, while we have that injunction, you want to get a cruise on our ship, you got to show proof of vaccination. That's what's going on right now.
Gotcha. Hey, I guess there's one bit of good news coming from the latest COVID surge, is that it has once again turned airfares into a buyer's market. I've just found that out looking to try to get to Italy next spring. I hope I can. Tell us about that, and how low will they go, and when should we travel? When do you think it's safe to go ahead and make a reservation for something like that?
Well, right now, I've never seen fares this low. I'll give you one example. I'm going to be coming to Miami in a couple of weeks, and I then needed to fly from Miami to Chicago. My airfare nonstop on American Airlines from Miami to Chicago was $31.
Wow.
The one that drives me nuts and makes me laugh is the airfare from New York to Los Angeles, from JFK to LA. The airfare is $68. The cab ride to get to JFK is more than that.
Yeah,
it's completely absurd. It's out of whack. But here's the problem. The demand is not there. A lot of people are canceling flights because of the Delta variant concerns. There are a lot of flights that are not being booked. And so in the old traditional playbook of the airlines, if you don't have demand, you discount. And if the demand doesn't show up, you discount again. They can't continue to discount like this, because you're going to end up with $0 fares. So to answer your question, if you want to plan ahead for the rest of this year, with the exception perhaps of Thanksgiving, now is the time to book those flights, because those fares will inevitably go up. But right now, they're exactly where you want them as a buyer's market.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, tell us about your radio show. Are you doing Facebook Live today, or did you do it yesterday? And what about the show?
No, I'm actually doing it today from Portugal, coming up at noon Eastern. For 1 hour, we'll be answering all the questions, and just go right to our Facebook page, which is my name, and we'll see you live at noon.
That's Peter Greenberg. Thanks, Peter. Safe travels back home. Enjoy Portugal. Thanks.
You got it, Jimmy.